Well, a lot of people are saying these days that their kids are not moving out till mid-20s or even later, but that's not what happens when a child's in foster care. In the lead-up to the national conference of the advocacy group Create Foundation, there's a renewed push to extend the support available to those in foster care until 21, not the current 18. And Paul McDonald, he's the national chairman of the Home Stretch campaign. And hello there, Paul.
Oh, good to talk to you, Wendy.
Well, what happens here already? What have you seen that is making you want to change the age here, Paul?
Well, just as way of background, children end up in state care for all sorts of reasons, mm-hmm. but really they are around whether they've been abused, neglect, abandoned, or whatever. So they've had a very difficult start in life and they're removed from their parents and placed into care, and that could be foster care or kinship care or residential care. Now, and they're often struggling from there on putting the pieces back together, and so they haven't had a great start. But yet here in every state in Australia, including New South Wales, even though we know that young people will be struggling if care was finished at 18, all governments end or terminate care, pull the rug from under them and say, no more will we formally support you, because based only on their chronological age. Now, we do know that young people who leave state care, as the Create Foundation research has recently showed, that a third will end up homeless, and a third, third end up homeless. 50% of those within their first 12 months will either be in prison, homeless, unemployed, or new parent.
Is that for real? I
mean, yeah.
What sort of numbers does that translate to,
Paul?
Well,
we've got New South Wales have around 1,100 young people leaving, being terminated for their care at 18.
Yeah.
And so now we know that 50% of those in care will go on and do reasonably well and do well in life, but the other 50% will struggle. And I'll just give you probably we often talk as a community about what can we do about youth homelessness. Well, in the last national survey, 63% of those homeless youth who were interviewed were care leavers as well.
Is that right?
So we're not finishing off the job, Wendy.
Yeah,
as we know with our own children back at home, we're finishing off the job where they're staying through well into their early 20s, and there's no formal provision in the New South Wales state legislation to extend for a young person or their carer to say, look, they're not ready yet. Could they actually have extended care through to 21? And what we do know, Wendy, is that UK, Canada, and even New Zealand have all extended the ability for a child or young person to remain in care to 21 with remarkable results. They've halved the homeless rate for that cohort and doubled their education engagement. It's a bit of a no-brainer.
Well, it is a no-brainer. And you also say that through research you commissioned through Deloitte Access Economics, you found out that, well, Anglicare Victoria at least, found out that it saves the government money in the end.
Well, it saves the government money in every state government right around the country. So let's take New South Wales, for example. For every $1, if they chose to change the legislation and say, we will provide the ability to continue the care arrangement, authorise and continue the care arrangement through to 21. That means we pay the carer, continue, and we have a worker for the young person and some employment and training ability through to 21, like every other international Western country have done, but we haven't. Then if for every $1 spent on that task, a $2.57 return back to government.
Mm-hmm.
And that return comes in a range of ways, we found. Not only will we halve the homeless cohort, says Deloitte, and also double their education, but we'll reduce hospitalisations with this group by a third, we'll reduce arrests by a third, and we often, a community and governments always talk about juvenile justice and the whole issues around youth crime, and the Create Foundation research found that, in fact, actually, they found that 48% of their young men after leaving care ended up in the JJ system. So Deloitte found that if you actually extend a care, you'll reduce it by a third in JJ arrests. And the other thing, Wendy, I'll finally say is on the Deloitte access is 38% of pregnancies will be avoided by just simply extending care.
Gee, whiz, some of these stats are giving me a hair-raising, I must say, Paul. And who do you have to convince?
The state government, basically. We are asking the state government to actually ask themselves this. would they, what they're doing with their own children, likely as they are in their families, is it reasonable as a state parent to do the same? And we're not saying not everyone should be into extended care. No, no, no. What we're saying is there is no formal option for a young person or their carer to apply to the state government to say, we need this child further cared for without condition. I mean, in New South Wales, they say, look, if they promise to go to school or into university, maybe we'll keep the care arrangement going. Well, you know, we can't be picky. Most of these young people actually don't go to school. So we've got to actually, first of all, change the legislation. And then secondly, provide some budget to fulfil that legislation. And it's not big money, Wendy.
All right.
For the New South Wales, it's about $10-12 million a year.
Yep. Okay. Well, we have a foster carer on the line, Paul.
Great.
Hi, Joanne. What are you thinking about this one?
Well, I think you're absolutely spot on. We've over the years, probably had about 30 or 35 children through our home, and we're currently caring for some teenage and some younger children, but we've personally put three children over the age of 18 through university, and they still come home. We still support them in whatever way we can. And I think this is the thing. It's like people see foster care as just a short-term solution. It's not. It's a long-term solution because for whatever reason, those children can't go home.
So
what do you have to do? You have to give them the best next thing, which is your home and your love, and you integrate them into your family.
So you think this is pretty vital, do you, Joanne?
I think it's absolutely critical. And I think your statistics absolutely echo the experience that we've had and from what we've seen with our extended network group, that these kids, you can't just say, okay, you're on your own, because they're dealing with having been put into care. They still have unresolved emotional issues. A lot of them have learning difficulties because of the abuse that they've suffered, either as babies or as children.
Yeah.
You can't just wipe your hands off them.
Yeah,
we've got an ongoing responsibility to support these young adults.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Joanne. Yep, there's a first-hand account, Paul.
Well, that's right. I mean, Joanne has just shown, look, she makes the personal commitment to help these young people, but why should we have a system based on the good heart of the Joannes of the world? And because every young person's getting the message, you're out by 18 and you need a plan to leave by 15 and you're out by 18.
Okay.